Okay, here we go. In that abode of Navadvip, where Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, sovereign of the Guru Brahmanas, shone in transcendence, hairs erect, thrilled by Krishna's name, and soaked by tears flooding from his eyes as he reeled under the impact of Srinam. So he was not just reeling. Reeling means when you just almost are thrown over, right, by the power of the kirtan. But it wasn't by the power of the beat. It wasn't by the power of the roar. It was by the power of the holy name that he was just thrown back, reeling under the impact of the holy name. Then, Then another advanced brahmana, Gopinath Acharya, took the path of hearing Srinam Japa. Then, fully intoxicated with Krishna Prem, Gopinath would again and again cry out his names. He thus created a wave of song, dance and music on which he would dance like the ocean flooding its shores. Now that's chanting Japa. So the first was a kirtan, reeling under the impact, so thrown back under the impact of the holy name, under the impact of Krishna. Not the sound. Yes, the sound is there to bring out the glory of Krishna, but it is Krishna who makes this chanting amazing and wonderful and potent. And Chandrasekhar Acharya, completely aware of the potency of Krishna and his unlimited glories, upon hearing that name, just felt the impact and was thrown back. Gopinath Acharya was chanting Japa, but it wasn't quietly, it wasn't sleepy, he wasn't yawning, it wasn't all over the universe. He was simply by his chanting. It said he became intoxicated with Krishna praying. And so Gopinath would again and again cry out the names of the Lord. And by doing so, he created a wave of sound, a wave of song. The name, as it was flowing from his lips, was like a song and of dance. The name was dancing and music, and he would dance along with that dance, like the ocean flooding his shores. Hare Krishna. So these are a very deep verses from Murari Gupta in his Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, which is the first biography about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We understand that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Sankirtan, it is mentioned in Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 11, how the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform Prem Sankirtan. Not just Sankirtan, Prem Sankirtan. What that is, I don't know. But it was something extraordinary, because when the devotees in Jagannath Puri were chanting in that way, everyone came running. They all came. Everyone, just from everywhere, to hear it, to see it. They were, one was telling the other, I mean, see what's happening. Oh, Kaurai. Oh, Ananda, Ananda. So much ecstasy. Everyone was overwhelmed by this Prem Sankirtan. What we are performing is the faint echo. The faint echo of such transcendental kirtan. Somehow or other that kirtan echoed far. It echoed even over the oceans, and it even reached some remote place somewhere in a little state, sort of hidden in the Alps, right? And even there it echoed around the mountains, and here it is, the transcendental festival of the holy name. You have just arrived. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Have you felt, did you feel the impact of the holy name? Or was it the impact of something else? Whatever it was, the holy name was there. Krishna was fully present, and therefore, yes, his full energy was present, and whether we knew it or not, somehow or other we were touched by that mercy. That mercy of Krishna who manifested himself in his name. Therefore, the Holy Name Festival in Ljubljana is an annual historical event. Oh yes, many are here every year, and that is very wise. Because it's not a festival. It's more than a festival. It is just eternal ecstasy. Whatever is happening here is giving us eternal benefit and will bring us eternally closer to Krishna and to our actual eternal destination. Therefore, this festival should continue and continue and continue for generations to come. Oh, mothers, tell your children. Oh, mothers, tell your children that, dear children, make sure that your children are going to the Holy Name Festival in Ljubljana. And grandmothers, tell your grandchildren and the children of your grandchildren and their children as well, as if you're still alive. On the last breath, tell them, come to this festival, because this festival is where we jump. And if you jump high enough, who says that the roof is the limit? From here, we can jump right into the spiritual world. Why not? Why not? So that is the meditation. And so we are reeling under the impact of the Holy Name, knowing that it is an ocean of mercy. And then, if we chant like that, then even the next morning, our japa will also be like a wave of song, dance, and music, and we'll be chanting with taste for a change. Which is a good thing. So in this way, we're very fortunate to be here. Chandramouli Maharaj, always enthusiastic to dance. Sooner or later, Maharaj will do it. No, I'm saying. And when you dance, I chant. And I hope, Maharaj, that this may go on forevermore. That will be good. Beyond this world. Why stop here? And then, when we are going to do that, then we invite you all also to join us and continue to chant in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, would you like to add a few words? And I don't know how to adjust. Something Krishna will...
Chant the holy name. You'll never be the same. It's not like material fame. That's not the game. If it is, it's a shame. So if it happens, I'm not to blame. So listen to Maharaj when he sings, and your heart will ring.
Chandramouli Kaviraj, the king of poets.
His name is Balarama. He's better than Obama. What to speak of Osama? He'll take all your karma and bring you to the holy Dhamma on the ultimate parikrama. Jai Balarama.